mantra we have been discussing for the last few days about the process of knowledge. So we have discussed already amanittam, humbleness, amanittam, adhammittam, ahimsa, ahimsa, non-violence. So ahimsa, khanti, tolerance, arjavam, simplicity. These things we have already discussed. Now, another important thing is acharya upasanam. If you want to make progress, then you have to approach acharya. Just like if you want to be educated, you go to school, you go to college, you go to university. Similarly, if you want to be advanced in knowledge, knowledge means not this material knowledge. Actual knowledge is to advance in spiritual knowledge. Just in this Bhagavad Gita, the beginning of knowledge was instructed by Krishna that I am not this body. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumanam yaumanam jara. I am encased in this body, I am not this body. Unfortunately, at the present moment, this is accepted as knowledge, bodily concept. I am India, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatri. This is going. Actually, the knowledge begins when one understands, I am not America, I am not India, I am not Brahmana, I am not Kshatriya. Oh. Then what you are? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhaktu Padakamaleu Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the provider of the gopis, Gopi Bhaktu. That is my real identification, not this body. So to understand this knowledge, one has to approach acharya. Acharya means one who knows the purpose of Vedic literature, shastra. Achinatija shastram. And practices and teaches his disciple. He knows, acharya means knows, one who knows the purpose of Vedic literature. He practices in his life and he teaches his disciple. He is called acharya. So acharya upasana, before worshipping the Lord, just like here, Krishna says, in the beginning, acharya upasana, and in the middle, he says, mai cha ananya yogena bhakti abhyavicharini. So before engaging yourself in devotional service to the Lord, you must first of all worship acharya, acharya upasana. One cannot become a devotee personally, just like Samaraskar said, what is the use of accepting Guru? Of course, they have got very bad experience. But who is acharya? Acharya means one who has received the Vedic knowledge through the parampara system. Even parampara praptam imam rajasaya vidhu. He is acharya. Acharya cannot be manufactured, self-made. No, he must come down from the disciplic succession. He is acharya. You have to approach such acharya, he is coming in disciplic succession. Acharyaman purusha veda, one who is under the shelter of acharya, he knows things. The Krishna recommends also here that if you actually want to become in knowledge, if you want to have real knowledge, then you must worship acharya, acharya upasana. This is Vedic system. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva avigacchet. It is not that if I like I can go to a guru, if I don't like I can learn the books at home and learn everything. No, that is not possible. Practically, just like if you purchase some medical book and study at home, and if you begin to practice, he will be called a quack. He will not be recognized by the government. He will not get the practitioner's registration. He will not. Unless you have passed through a medical college, your medical examination, you will not be accepted. Even if you say that I have read all the books. Similarly, if you simply think that I have read, that as you see generally, oh, I have read Bhagavad Gita 100 times. But if you ask him what is Krishna, he cannot say. Because he has not approached the acharya. This is the difficulty. He might have read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times, but he will not understand a single word because he has not approached. Therefore, Vedic literature says, tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva avigacchet. Avigacchet, this verb is used when the sense is you must. This is bidhiling form of verb, gacchet. Avigacchet, you must. There is no excuse. You cannot learn. Tasmat gurum prabuddhita jigyasu sreya uttamam. If you want to know uttamam subject matter, ut means udgatam, transcending. Tamam means this material world. This material world is tamo, darkness. But if you are interested in the matter which is transcendental to this material world, that means spiritual world, then tasmat gurum prabuddhita, you must surrender to a guru. Jigyasu sreya uttamam, not ordinary jigyasu, just like we go to the market. What is the rate of this share? What is the rate of rice? What is the rate of dal? Not that kind of thing. Brahma jigyasu. Athat brahma jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiring about Brahma, not this rice, dal, share market. No. So jigyasu sreya uttamam. What is the highest perfection of life? He requires to approach a guru. It is not a fashion. It is not a fashion that I have made my guru, such and such Swami. But what you have learned, you cannot learn, because you are not at all jigyasu. You do not know how to inquire. Neither a guru you have met, he does know how to reply. Such kind of guru and disciple will not help. The disciple must be also serious to understand about the spiritual subject matter. That is knowledge, brahma jigyasa. One who is inquisitive to know about the absolute truth, he requires to approach a guru. That is gyan. Gyan means brahma-gyan. Aham brahmasmi, this is gyan. And if I am American, that is not gyan, that is ajnan. I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am this, I am that, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin. These are all ajna. ignorance. You are neither fat nor thin, nor black nor white, nor American, but you are spirit soul. You have to know that. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is knowledge. And for this knowledge, you must approach acharya upasanam, shaucham, cleanliness. That is very essential. This morning I was talking with Tamal Krishna Goswami about cleanliness. Cleanliness is, as soon as you give up cleanliness, you become mlecha and javan. Mlecha, javan, these two names have come into Vedic Shastra. One who is unclean. There was always misunderstanding between the Hindus and the Muslims. I'm talking a practical life. Because the Muslims were very unclean. And the Hindus are, suppose now Hindus are less than Muslim. Less than Muslim. And still they are claiming shaucham. They are most unclean at the present moment. So deteriorated. Publicly, it is being advertised. Here is beef saw, come on. Equality. Equality by eating beef. Drinking wine. Now, this is coming. Shaucham. Shaucham, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You must take twice bath at least. It is required. And in tropical countries like India, there is no difficulty taking bath three times. Of course, if your body does not permit. But that is shaucham, to clean. Shaucham, shaucham bajhapantaram. Apovitra pavitrava sarvavastang bhutupiva. Jasmare pundarikakham sa bahya abhantaram suci. The Brahman is called therefore suci. He is always clean. Taking three times bath, cloth washed, mouth, hands, legs, all clean with tilak. That is Brahman. Shaucha. This is externally. And internally, you have to become also shaucham, bajhabhantra. Bahya, mean externally, you have to cleanse yourself with water, soap or earth. And internally, you have to be cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna Maham, Chita Darpana Marjanam. Because if you remain unclean within the heart, simply by washing your external body and cleansing your cloth, that is not complete cleanliness. That may be called hygiene. But real cleanliness is internally and externally. Jasmare pundarika kamsa bhaya abhantaram suci. You have to cleanse yourself externally and internally by remembering Jasmare Pundarika Kham, the lotus eye, Krishna, if you always think, that is suci. And in Bengali, there is a poetry. Muchi hoye suci hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. If one is Krishna conscious, even if he is born in a cobbler's family, muchi. In India, there are two things, muchi and suci. Suci means perfect Brahmana, and muchi means cobbler, the shoemaker. So, muchi hoye suci hoy, jodi Krishna bhaje. If one becomes Krishna conscious, even if he is born in the family of a muchi, chaman, he can become a Brahman. And suci hoye muchi hoy, jodi Krishna taje. And if he gives up Krishna, even if he is born in a Brahman family, he becomes a muchi. Muchi means the skin expert. If he is simply busy, I am this skin, Brahman skin, Your behavior? No, that doesn't matter. So that means skin expert, that's like Muchi, knows how to distinguish whether it is cow's skin or goat's skin or this skin. No. One must be Krishna conscious, then he is cleansed. Sabayam bhantaram suchi, jasmare pundarikakam. This is Krishna conscious. Manvana bhavamad bhaktamad yaji magnamaskuru. One who is always thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He is suchi. He is no more muchi. Muchi hai, suchi hai, jodi Krishna bhaje. Saijam atma-vinigra. Controlling the senses, atma-vinigra. That is called shami, goshami. If you can control your senses, vacha-vegam, krodha-vegam, if you can control your force of talking nonsense, because generally we talk nonsense. So if you can control your talking of nonsense things, then you become controller of talking. Vacha-vegam, krodha-vegam. Naturally, because we are generally affected with rajas-tamo-gun, rajas-gun especially, and tamo-gun, we become angry, all of a sudden. So you have to control that. Vacha-vegam, krodha-vegam, manaso-vegam. Mind is very restless. So you have to control the mind. You cannot allow the mind to do anything and everything, but it must be controlled. Sarjama-atma-vinigraha. Indriyatheshu vairagyam. Indriyatheshu. For the matter of sense gratification, you have to practice vairagya. Indriya, our all the indriyas, eyes, tongue, nose, they are very much, affected or attracted. Eyes always attracted by beauty. I want to see very beautiful thing. Well, you can control the eyes when you practice to see the beautiful feature of Lord Krishna and Radhana. Therefore, the deity should be very nicely decorated. So laymen like us may be attracted by the beauty of Radha Krishna. Gradually he'll forget to see any other beauty. This is the practice of Indriyatheshu. Indriyatheshu vairagyam. Actually, the whole life is meant for understanding vairagya, renouncement. Human life is not meant for becoming more and more attached to the material enjoyment. Human life is meant for tapasya, vairagya. Here it is said, vairagyam, anahankara. And false prestige, false identification. Oh, I am this, I must do this. That is, in the beginning, it is taught amanittam, anahankaram. And then, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dushan darshan. We are very much busy to make solution of the problems of life, political problems, economical problems, social problems. They are also problems. But real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi, that you have to take birth, you have to die, and when you are in life, you have to suffer from diseases, jara vyadhi, jara, and you have to become old. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha. These are really problems. But who knows that these are the real problems? They have taken it, accepted it. Krishna says this is knowledge. If you are scientifically advanced, how to stop death, how to stop birth, how to stop old age, how to stop disease, then you should know that you have advanced in science. Otherwise, what is this? If you have made a horseless carriage, motor car, that is not advancement. It is advancement, but it is not the solution of the problem. The solution of problem is human life, is to how to stop death. That Shastra said that nobody should become guru, nobody should become father, nobody should become husband. In this way there is a list. Namo chayet ja samupita mrityum. If one cannot help his student or his son or his subordinate to stop death, actually this is the problem. Namo chayet ja samupita mrityum. We are under the clutches of death. It is as sure as death. So this human life is made for stopping this death. But if you don't see that this is the problem, that is ajnana. That is ignorance. If you don't accept this is the problem, if you simply think my problem is how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, how to defend, these problems are already solved, even by of the birds and the bees. These are not the problem. They are already set up. A real problem is here. Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkho dosha anudarshanam. Another problem is asakti. We are very much attached to our so-called home, so-called wife, children. Here is a gyan means that asakti ranavish sangma. Asakti. You should, therefore, at a certain age, according to Vedic civilization, one is forced to give up this attachment. Naturally, one is attached to wife, children, home. But the Vedic civilization says that is all right. From up to 50 years, you can remain attached. But panchaso dhang banam braje, after your 50th year, you must give up your family life. Banam braje, go to the forest for tapasya. That was the system. Here at the present moment, everywhere, all over the world, when he is going to die, still he is attached to his political life, social life, family life. That is not knowledge, that is ignorance. You must be detached. Vairagyam, anabhisanga, puttradaro grihadushi, family life. Putra means children. Dara means wife, griha means home. Putradaro grihadishu, asakti ranavishanga. Nittam ca samachittattam ishtanishta upapattishu. In this way, you have to be situated on the devotional service. Devotional service is not sentiment. Just like Krishna, after describing so many stages of advancement of knowledge, then he says, mayi ca ananna yogina bhakti rabhya vicharini. Ananna yogina. Always yoga means linking up, always linking up with Krishna. Mayi, Krishna says, mayi, and to me, Krishna. Mayi ca ananna yogina bhakti yogina. So you can be attached with Krishna if you are adopted in the service of Krishna, not casually, but constantly.
Mayi ca ananna yogena bhakti yogena abhyavicharini.
Abhyavicharini means without break, always, constantly. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantashta dhiravrata. In another place Krishna says, satatam kirtayantam mam, always glorify me. And this is Krishna consciousness movement. Always we have to glorify Krishna. We should go, meet people, preach and glorify Krishna. We beg for Krishna. We print books for Krishna. We distribute books for Krishna. We type for Krishna. We eat for Krishna. We sleep for Krishna. So everything should be adopted with Krishna.
That is called ananya yogena.
Without any break, constantly 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, abhyavichari.
Vivikta desha sevitam arati jana samsadi.
Arati jana samsadi. Not very much attached with general public, because they are not Krishna conscious. We can meet them as far as possible, as far as required. Not that we have to sit down and talk all nonsense with these general people, no. Arati jana samsadi. Vivitta desha sevitta. Naturally, we shall be inclined to avoid such company. But preaching war, we have to go, not to associate with him, but to give your association to him. That should be the principle. Because you have learned something about devotion and service, you should give your experience to such person, but not to accept their behavior. If you keep this in view, then you will be a preacher. And if you become victimized by his association, then you are doomed. You should give him the opportunity of your association. Whatever you know, whatever you have learned about Bhakti Yoga, when you go to meet a person, you should try to inform him, this is Krishna consciousness, you also take to it. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Krishna upadesh. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is your business.
Adhyatma jnanam
nityatyam. Spiritual knowledge, that is eternal knowledge. It will not break. If you learn spiritual knowledge, a little of it in this life, sarvamapiyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya, then you will be saved from the greatest danger. Tattva jnanartha darshana. If you want to become philosopher, then you philosophize for understanding the tattva jnan. And what is tattva-gyan? Vadanti tattva-vidas tattyam jad-gyanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdati. That is tattva-gyan. Truth. What is that truth? Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti. To understand about Brahma, to understand about Paramatma, to understand about the Supreme Personality of God, that is tattva-gyan. So if you want to become philosopher, then philosophically you try to understand what is Brahma Tattva, what is Paramatma Tattva, what is Bhagavan Tattva. Edat jnanam, this is jnana. Not these degrees, MA, PhD. These are all decoration of the dead body. If you do not understand what is the value of life? You do not understand what is tattva, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is God. If you do not become cleans, if you do not become a devotee, as they are stated, if you have no acharya, you have no guru, then you are in darkness. Krishna concludes here. Etas jnanam. All these items described, this is jnanam. Iti proktam. It is accepted. Proktam.
Agyanam jadato natha.
And just any other thing except this, beside these things, they are agyanam. So, you compare, you call any educated person, just like I told you several times, that Professor Kotovsky, big man in Russia, he says that there is no life. After finishing this body, everything is finished.
Just see how much Ajnana. He does not know. So the whole world is going on under Ajnanam. If they accept this Krishna consciousness movement, there is chance of having Jnanam. Otherwise, they remain in Ajnanam. Thank you very much.